Careers plateau. That's just a common thing that happens in someone's work life. This week, Techonomics host Jason Middleton speaks with a career coach who has a slightly different take on how to move off of that career plateau, negotiating a new career without having to change jobs. And that conversation starts now.
Hello, and thanks again for listening to Techonomics. We try to cover the shifting nature of work in this economy, the downsizing and disruption that comes with automation and machine learning, and of course the gig economy, the side hustling. There's another segment undergoing change as well, and that's an employee faced with, should I stay or should I go? Stay on a career path with the present employer or jump the rails and reboot that path with another employer or even an entirely new industry. Either way, it pays to get some advice when pondering a job change.
Because you have to do the same kind of networking and relationship building and understanding within the company as you would have to if you were changing companies.
His name is Tad Mayer, and we'll get into his bona fides in a moment. Importantly, Tad has rebooted his own career in both ways we were just talking about, within an existing career path and jumping to a new industry, having to navigate what are transferable skills. Here's our chat about the adjustments we will all eventually be faced with when it comes to a career, as well as some job interview tips, too.
Tad Mayer, I'm founder and president of Career Negotiations.
I think that's a great place to start with career negotiations. What is an informational interview, and why is that key to negotiating a career?
That's a great question because it's interesting. The distinction between an informational interview and a job interview is sometimes not clear. And an informational interview really is about information. It's the idea of talking to someone who's gone before you to get information about how to get into whatever world they're in that you want to get into. And that's a piece that people often skip because often people use the informational interview to get the referral to a decision maker in order to interview. For the job interview.
Right.
That's important, but that information piece is so critical because you can get that critical information so you're a fit when you have that job interview.
Is an informational interview like a discovery conversation? Should it be like the very beginning? Whenever you have this feeling that you need to be either altering or evolving your career, information interview comes in first?
It's a great question. It depends because when you're trying, let's say you're trying to figure out what you want to do. You may have some informational interviews with some sort of broad business thinkers and explain to them what context, what parameters you're looking at, and brainstorm with them about ideas. Whereas at the other end of the spectrum, if you've pinpointed a company and a role you want in the company, you will have a much more specific informational interview with someone about how you might be able to get into that company and what the culture is like at that company and who succeeds and who doesn't and et cetera, so that you really understand that place, one, to see if it's a fit for you, but also so you understand, again, those success factors for when you're in the job interview seat.
Aside from the informational interview, it's not a job interview, but that job interview is going to happen with somebody that's a decision maker. So do you have any tips that we could apply to a job interview specifically?
Yeah, in the job interview, everybody goes in talking about how they can do the job description, how they can meet the needs of that and check the boxes, which is essential. But the problem is everybody's doing that. And the other problem is that the decision maker probably didn't write the job description. They probably had somebody else do it. And so they have other interests and motivations and drivers that aren't addressed by it. So unless you tap into those, you're not going to be able to show how you can meet their needs specifically. And so there are a couple things you can do. One is, as we've talked a little bit about, go through their LinkedIn profile. And if you're referred, talk to people who know them and find out what's important to them. And for instance, I do an exercise where we go through a mock LinkedIn profile and it comes out that entrepreneurship, in other words, entrepreneurship within a company and strategy and reducing risk is important to someone. And so that means when you answer the questions in that job interview, you have to show your entrepreneurship and you have to show how you are strategic and how you limit risk, because that will tap into what's important to them. There's one more thing you can do, which is at the end of the interview, when there's the typical, do you have any questions for me part, you can ask them something like, beyond the job description, what are you trying to achieve with your team? And when they answer that, you can then demonstrate how you can help them achieve that specific interest, which may have nothing to do with the job description and can distinguish you.
That is a great piece of advice, because you're able to follow their macro look at the team's goals and then apply yourself immediately. That's wonderful advice. That's a really good, that's the best job interview question advice I have ever heard.
Oh, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
And I do this a lot, Tad. No joke. That was great. Let's pull back a little bit, Tad. Maybe I jumped in a little bit too deep, because how do people, in your experience, get to this point where they have the feeling or the want of an evolving or a changed career?
Often it's something that sort of builds. They're on a path. Let's say they're in their first, second, or third job. They can be, you know, they can be 5 years out of school, or they can be mid-career. And they have this inkling that it's just not what they want to do. It's not fulfilling. It's not meeting their needs and their aspirations. So a lot of people live in that space for a long time until there's some kind of trigger or something that goes on in order to show that they have to change, such as I work with a lot of people, for instance, around the age of 30, and they're about to buy a house, they're about to get married, they're about to have a child. Something's changing in their life, which makes them have to face the fact that they really want to change their career.
That leads me to a question that has to do with skill set. This question can range from somebody at 30 up to my age, closer to 50. Do you help people deal with pivoting skill sets and transitioning them to different industries? Such as, I work with a guy in marketing, right? And he actually has a biology undergraduate degree, but he's really great at doing his marketing research. Is there a way that help people understand how that pivot can happen?
Absolutely. What's absolutely important, what's critical, is understanding the needs of wherever you're trying to go. Because we all work under a series of assumptions of what we think we need, but unless you have that true information of what that field or that company needs, you're really working in the dark. And that's why I approach career as a negotiation, because it's all about figuring out what those needs are. So you do informational interviews to figure out what those needs are. Do you need to be certified? Do you need another degree? Do you need experience? I mean, specific kinds of experience. What does your resume need to say? And then with that real information, then you go back and evaluate, okay, can I create that background or not? And figure out, if I can't, what is something close to that that would meet my needs and my interests, that would fulfill something similar to that, but is a story that I can build?
We've been talking about transitioning skill sets and maybe people farther on down that might be looking to change industries or maybe change companies. What if people want to stay at a company, but they kind of need to move up a rung on the ladder, if you will, or find a different challenge within that company? Is there a different set of negotiation that has to go on?
Usually, people within companies assume it's a different set, but actually, when you're within a company, it's very similar to an external job search, because you have to do the same kind of networking and relationship building and understanding within the company as you would have to if you were changing companies. So in other words, let's say you want to change departments within the company. You have to get to know the decision maker in that new department. You have to make sure they know who you are. You have to understand what's important to them and how you can fulfill that. You have to understand what that team is doing and get to know them. Because if you don't, somebody else who goes for that job has done that and will get it instead of you. So it's actually more similar than people think.
That was Tad Mayer. Tad is president of Career Negotiations. He is a career coach, trainer, and speaker, as well as an executive coach. Now, as a career coach, he has also co-authored the forthcoming book, Own the Job Hunt. For links to Tad's work and the sourcing for all of our stories, really, please go to kgoradio.com/techonomics. There you will find a story that accompanies this week's show. Open that, click like crazy. We also had more than one segment of advice and material from Tad about career navigation, so you can get a link to the interview in its entirety at kgoradio.com/techonomics as well. We have links to all of our podcasts there. Each segment of our broadcast is a podcast, so often we have longer interviews on those podcasts if you want more information. Check out Audio Boom, Stitcher, or iTunes for the podcast links as well. Just search the word Techonomics. Coming up next, the rest of the interview with Tad Mayer as we continue to coach through career options with one company.
So that it's not just you pulling information from them. It's not just what you can get. It's about creating a transaction where you're both an exchange of value and information.
Also, the best job interview tip I've ever gotten from an interviewee. All that's coming up next. So please stick around. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.